Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Mem. Again, today is the end of the week that was been sponsored. Again, we thank, in loving memory of Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank them for their sponsorship, and we continue with Zvachim Daf Mem. Amar Mar. So remember, yesterday we quoted a brisa, which today we're going to explain. The brisa was discussing the five chataus pnimios. You know, most karbanos chatas, the avodah is done and the zrika is done on the mizbeach hachitzon. Once in a while, we have a chatas pnimi, an inner chatas. What makes it an inner chatas is that the zrikas are done the mizbeach pnimi. It happens to be that the burning of those karbanos is even more chitzoni than the other karbanos chitzon. That is, some of them are burned on shefach hadesh and outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the five chatas pnimi, as we mentioned, are the two mentioned in Vayikra Perak Dalet, and that is the par Kohen Gadol, and the par of Kohen Gadol does any Aveira, and the par Halam Lever Shel Tzibur, where the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly, and most of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael follow their psak, those two, and then you have the one in Parsha Shlach, the Seir Avodah Zarah, and then the two on Yom Kippur, the cow and the Seir, and the goat, that are brought in Yom Kippur, the Seir Lashem, and the par Yom HaKippur. So those are the five chatos primios. And yesterday we quoted a pasuk from, in the Brisa, we quoted a pasuk from par halam davar shel sibur that includes, there are a couple of extra words in the pasuk, and so that includes all the other chatos primios. So there's a connection between all of them when we learn the halachas from one to the other. Included in that was the halacha that each of the zrikos are ma'akev. That is how we got into this discussion, because that's what this parak is about. Beginning of the first mission of the parak discusses what are the zrikos li'ikuva. So we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about all karbanos or one. What about a regular chatas chitzon? So Beis Shammai says two at minimum. Beis Hillel says one at minimum. While the second half of the mission discussed that they both agree that the chatos primios, each one of them, every zrika, every matana is ma'akev. So how do we know that? That was yesterday's brisa that we quoted the pasuk from Par Halam Davar, and we compared it to the other chatos primios. So now we're going to explain a couple of lines from that brisa. Amar Mar. So the top of Mem Amar Aleph. The perfect starting point for Dafyomi. Ainly unusual. It's like when the molad is exactly on the hour, right? So when the new sugya starts right at the top of the Amud. Amar Mar. Ainly elamatan sheva shema'akvos. So the language of the Brisa was, if you look back on Lamates Amun Aleph, three lines from the bottom, the Brisa said, Ainly elamatan sheva shema'akvos b'chomakom. This is only, when I quoted the pasuk from Paralam Davar, I only know the seven matanos that are ma'akev always. Matan dale minayin. So I know the seven. How do I know the four? So what does it mean? They're ma'akev b'chol makom. So what does that mean? They're ma'akev b'chol makom. B'chol makom where? We're trying to figure out if they're ma'akev. So how do you know they're ma'akev b'chol makom? So where do you know that from? So now back to our Gemara. B'chol makom hecha. So where do you know that from? So Amar of Papa, b'para uvinigayim. You know it from para aduma and by negayim. When one sprinkles, para aduma, one sprinkles on day 3 and day 7 for somebody who was tamei meis, and they are sprinkled on with the ashes of the para aduma along with mayim chayim and mixed up. So it says the lashon chukah there. Those chukas haTorah. Whenever it says the word chukah, we assume that is a lashon of le'ikuva. You have to do it. Or by negayim, when we sprinkle the oil onto the mitzorah, onto his fingers, and that we sprinkle the dam of the carbon asham that he brings. So when we sprinkle, Rashi quotes here, at least the log of the shemen, so when we sprinkle on him, again it says, tihiyet tarasa mitzorah, tihiyet, it shall be, there's no way out of it, it has to be. Rashi quotes, v'chol havaya ikuva, every lashon of tihiyet or chukas li'ikuva, so you know by those two contexts of para and negaim, those two, it is ma'akev. Even though by negam we're not talking about a chatas panimi, but or a paraduma, but still uses the lashon of that's, you know, you have seven zrikos there, and it is liikuva. So you learn that to the others as well. Says the Gemara matan arba minayin. The brisa continues. So how do you know the four? Tamalamar ken yasa. So you know it from the lashon ken yasa, which is extra. So as we said yesterday, maishta matan zayin to ksivan ukfilon matan dalan nami. What's the difference between seven and the four? Once you know the seven, that's nizrak towards the parochas, towards the curtain separating the kodesh and the kodesh kadashim. So why not the four also? It's the same karbon. What's the difference between the seven and the four? So I mentioned it quickly outside, but I don't think I got to read it inside. So I wanted to bring it again. The Briska Rav in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim page 96 in the Maran Rizalevi al Rambam. He asks this question, he says, what's the Gemara bothered by? 7 and 4. It's all one carbon, it's just so what? They have different areas. Most carbonists, you only have one area to sprinkle. You have either on the Mizbech HaChitzon, or once in a while the Mizbech HaPnimi. But if you have all Pnimi, just because a little is on the Mizbech HaPnimi, and a little is on the Paroches, right? So why should that make a difference? Here's 7, here's 4. So says the Briskerov, Vahanira, Dibidivre Gemara Elu Mivur Yisod Zeshe Kasabnu Lamala, the shiny Matan Zayin Mimatan Dalid Biyasod Dinan Vaatzmusan. There's a difference between the 7 that sprinkled towards the paroches, that we discussed a couple of years ago. Did it actually touch the paroches? So that's the machlokas, when they touched the paroches. One of the Amoraim, one of the Tanaim, I think one of the late Tanaim said, I was in Rome, and I saw the paroches, and it had blood spots on it. So could you bring a riot from that, or could you say, oh, maybe that was just a mistake? Maybe that was from the blood, not from the zrikos. But, right, we say in one of the kinos that Titus, from the second Churban Bayis Sheni, he stabbed the parochas, and blood started spreading out. And he thought he killed God, chas v'shalom. That's what the kinos says. So, was that blood that was from the zrikos that were absorbed in? I think it's Gemara and Me'ila, in the Yuds, Yudzayin, Yudches, about. Or was that Stam, you know, miraculous blood just to misguide him. But either way, that's the related to whether the blood actually touched the parochah. Sometimes it seems like you do something on, but it's really towards. Right? A couple of halachas in details in halacha where it seems like you do something on and it's towards. Like when the yavama or chalutza spits towards the husband, so it doesn't spit at the husband or on the husband, it's towards the husband in view of the dayanim. It's towards, but it's not on. Same thing with the zrikas towards the parochas. So says the Briskerov, so there's a yisod gadol hidden in our Gemara. When it says, this is ksivan ukfilan, and this is not ksivan ukfilan, the Gemara is going to answer that the four are not ksivan ukfilan. They're not written and doubled. Dibematan dalit says the Griz, leka din beguf hamatanos atzman, sheyu dalit davka. The four matanos, it's not a unit. It's not a unit, they're all ma'akev. But you don't look at it as one big zrika with four details. The ena mispar din bahamatanos sha'achas tiyatzricha lechaverta. Rakol achas luchud kaima. Each one stands separately, even though they are ma'akev each other. Masha enkein, right? We paskin that the dalin minim. It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah that has four mitzvos, and they're ma'akev each other, but they each are a different min. Nobody's going to say a lulav is a hadas, and a hadas is an esrog. Right? It's all separate minim, even though they form one unit. Thank you. See here too, it's ultimately one unit, but the four are separate. Masha enki b'matan zayin, ha-mispar sheva, hu din beguf ha-matanos atzman. 7 is the, you have to do this one zrika, you gotta do in 7 parts. But it's one zrika. U-ma'akvo zu-azu, v'zeva davar noi b'chol matan zayin shebetorah, t'bekul ha-mispar hu din be'etzem ha-chefse. It's 7. V'chol pachos mi zayin harihu kechatzi kometz. As if you did half a zrika. Not that you have to do 4 and you only did 2 of the zrikas. You did half a zrika if you didn't do the 7. The heine dibriya gemara, the tosos diyevshal melech batadal mi matanzayin le yilikuva, kiva de shanyin hein be'etzem achetza shalahem. Beina kavano lachalik, beina mamispar hu zayin odalad. It's not a numbers game. This is 4, this is 7. Rak ikra kavano hu de matanzayin shanyin bedinayu, the mispar hu tzai vidin be'etzem azos. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam we mentioned yesterday. The Rambam says, in Psulei Mekdash and in Perek Beis, Shari Hikpit al Minyanon, Shenemar Sheva Pa'amin. Okay, that's the important Briskerov in Hilchas Psulei Mekdash. Yet it relates, this is London, so it relates to the, I guess you could connect it to the Hashkafa behind the number 7. 7 is always a unit in Yahadus. You have a unit of a week, and you have a unit of Shemitah, and a unit of 7 Shemitahs is Yovel. So 7 is always a unit. So here too, it is one unit, even though the 4 is not. Okay, so says the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, how do you know? You know the 7 are ma'akev. How do you know the 4 are ma'akev? The 4 are not ksivin of kfilan. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, answer number 1, lo nitzrcha el Reb Shimon. The chiddush is only needed. This pasuk of Kein Yaseh is only needed according to Reb Shimon. Detanya lamala, because it says lamala. Where's lamala? We mentioned before, 2 of the Chatos Pnimios are in Perek Dalet of Ayikra. First comes the Kohen Gadol's par, and then comes par Helam Davar. So, Lumala, by the par Kohen Gadol, par Kohen Mashiach, as he's called in the Torah, Omer Karen Karnos Shtayim. It says the word Karnos. So we dash it from that word, Karnos, horns. So where does the blood have to be sprinkled? Thank you. On the horns. So on the horns is at minimum two. It's plural, Shtayim. Lamata hu Omer Karen Karnos Arba. And Lamata in the next parsha, in par Helam Davar, by the next discussion in Perek Dalet, it also says Karnos. Arba. So Divrei Reb Shimon. So that is the words of Reb Shimon. It says two here, it says two there. So we add it all together. We connect the two parshios, and that is four. So four times it says in these parshios, putting the dam on the Kronos. So we learn that out to mean four. We learn it out with a hekesh. With a hekesh. And that's as if, I forgot to bring it, there's a Rashi of Masechta Sanhedrin. It says if it's written explicitly. That's how we view a hekesh. Right? All the Yud Gimel Midos. How do we view the Yud Gimel Midos? Right? By a Binyan Av, or a Gzeir Shava, or a Klalu Prat. When you learn Halacha after there, is that considered Mefurish Bekra? Most of them not. Most of them, they're Torah Shabbat Peh. But it's not learned that Mefurish Bekra. Big Nafkamina, could you get Malkus based on one of these Limudim? You can only get Malkus if it's Mefurish Bekra. Right? You need Penny Shomer, Al or Lo. One of those words related. So some of them are considered Mefurish Bekra, and some of them are learned out. Drashas Chazal. So the Hekesh, a number of Rishonim say, is considered Mefurish Bekra. So according to Reb Shimon here, it's considered Mefurish Bekra. Reb Yehuda Omer, Eino, it's learned out from a Hekesh. So Reb Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech. Harehu Omer Ba'ohel Mohed. By both of them it says, Asher Ba'ohel Mohed. And that all Mohed Rashi explains is extra. I'll call Ha'amur Ba'ohel Mohed on everything that is in the Ohel Mohed. So that is Le'ikuva. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, who learns it out from a Hekesh, you need the other Pasuk of Ken Yaseh to tell me that it is Ma'akev. Right, so that is the limud for Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, you don't need that. He doesn't use Ken Yaseh. You just learn it out from the psukim themselves. On all the Kronos in the Heichal, you have to do it. Reb Yehuda Ken Yaseh by Avidle. So what does Reb Yehuda do with the earlier pasuk? Look at the Tanya. He uses it for the following brisa. What does he learn Ken Yaseh? Lefi shelo lamanu lefar yom kippurim l'smicha v'shiyari hadam minayin. There is no explicit pasuk that says that the par on Yom Kippur requires smicha, right? This chatas pnimi that requires smicha, leaning on the animal, on the par v'shiyare hadam, and that there is shvicha shirayim of the leftover blood binayin. How do you know that? Tamalor ken yasa. So he uses ken yasa for those two halachas. The Briska Rav and the Mikdash David both deal with a question on this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Oh, you need this for smicha of the par yom kippurim." Says the Briska Rav, you look at Mishnayis and Maseches Yuma, it's clear that the Kohen Gadol does vidui on these animals, right? We say over the Avoda on the three viduis on Musaf on Yom Kippur. The Kohanim Ya'am, right? He does the vidui for himself and his family, and then for all the Kohanim, and then for all of Klal Yisrael. So he's doing vidui. Every vidui has smicha. You do vidui when the Kohen Gadol leans on the animal. So obviously there's a source over there for smicha, for vidui, which always has a smicha along with it. So what do you need a pasuk here for? What is this pasuk of Ken Yasa teaching me? You obviously have a pasuk by Yom Kippur teaching me that you do vidui, behizvada, and if you have the pasuk of the makar of vidui, you also have the makar of memela for smicha. So what do you need a separate makar here from Ken Yasa to teach me you can do vidui on the par Yom Kippur? So both the Briska Rav, this is in the Griz on Zvachim, this is in the Griz al Rambam, the Briska Rav and the Mikdash David both say, it's two dinim in smicha. Is smicha mitzad the vidui, or is smicha mitzad the karban? Two different types of smichas, right? Is it mitzad the karbon or mitzad the vidui? So I'll give you another nafkamina, but let's quote his nafkaminas first. Says the Briska Rav, "V'tzarach iyan l'mayt tzarach kro l'rabos yom kippurim l'smicha." What does he need that for? "Tamatzidu b'yom kippurim shu somech shtei pa'amim b'shtei aviduyim." So he's got to be another pasuk for that. So v'tzarach lomar dachkidishu be'etzem din hakarbon deboy smicha. It's a din in the karbon. The carbon requires smicha. De'il elu shtei smichos eno din be'etzem ha-carbon, elo shu din ba-vidui. It's a din in the gavra doing vidui, that he has to lean on the animal when he does the vidui. But it's not a din in the carbon needs smicha before it's given. Shetzarech lios b'shashu somech, u'mikra d'hacha v'chulu. L'may nafkamina, number one, take up l'smicha shchita. We learned earlier, do you have to do the smicha right before the shchita? Mishnah said, Beitza have discussed, maybe you could even do the smicha on yantif. It's usually, this is a rabbanon to lean on an animal on yantif, but because it's such an important principle of take up l'smicha shchita, Beis Hillel might allow you to do the smicha on yantif. So, do you need take up l'smicha shchita? So says the Brisker Rav, if it's a din of the carbon, then you need take up l'smicha shchita. Because shchita is obviously a din of the carbon. Mashenkin, if you say it's a din of the vidui, vidui doesn't have to be right before the, for the shchita. Do the vidui whenever, and the vidui requires the smicha. So if you only had the other pasuk in Yuma of the smicha as a din of the vidui, you wouldn't need take up l'smicha shchita. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. There's also an idea of smicha mitzad the karban as a preliminary step to the avoda. It's not an avoda. It's not shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. Smicha is a preliminary step to the avoda. It's got to be right before the avoda, right? Maybe smicha is the connection between the owner and his karban. That is the avoda, besides the hakdasha originally, but that is the avoda, or the quasi avoda that connects the owner to his karban. That's why it required, we didn't speak about the lundus in the past, so take up the smicha shchita. But that is nafkamina number one that he quotes. Nafkamina number two, what if the Kohen Gadol died after he did the vidui before the karban was brought? Before the karban was brought, before the zrikas were done. So, do you have to do it again? Is there a problem? So says the Brisker Rav, if it's a din in the vidui, no problem. You did the smicha, you did the vidui. You don't have to do it again. So what if the Kohen Gadol died? But if it's a din in the etzem hakarbon, it's a din that when the carbon is brought, the bailim who did smicha have to be there. So therefore, it would be a problem. You need a new Kohen Gadol. You got to take the backup. That the first mission Yoma said they had a backup Kohen Gadol, so you got to do it. You got to do it again. You got to do smicha mechadash. Second nafkamina. The Mikdash David also says the same exact idea, basically in his own words in Chav Dalad Beis. He says maybe the nafkamina is smicha ma'akev or not. Is it ma'akev? Right. If it's a din in the vidui, maybe it's not ma'akev as long as you do the vidui. Mashegan, if it's din in the karban, maybe you would say it's a din leikuva. I'll throw in another nafkamina. Possibly they don't mention it. And that is, we learned the Rambam in Maisa Karbonos that smicha is done, obviously, on every animal that is brought al chait. It's done on a chatas, it's done on an asham. But at the end of Maisa Karbonos, the Rambam quotes, as we've quoted, is done on an ola for lavanita glase and the aseza yirmavatel, and it's also done on a shlamim. What's the vidui of a shlamim? It says, no, v'yira li de'eno mizvade. Right? Al shlamim. Aval omer divrei shevach. Right? Omer divrei shevach. So the previous Rambam, one second. The previous Rambam, I'm not sure, v'ketzer somech, am haya karban kachi kachim, amid v'sav v'pan alamayrav, v'somech omeid b'mizrach, upan alamayrav, discusses smicha, u'mizvada al chataz amun chataz, al asham, av rasham, al ola, v'ketzer mizvada, chataz, etc. Haya karban shlamim. Yeah, he says b'feir. Somech b'chol makum she'yirtza min azara. You do smicha wherever you want in the shlamim. V'yir ali she'ina mizvada, al shlamim, aval omer divrei shevach. That's a nafkamina that you have a case where there's smicha where there's no vidui. So there's got to be another that's. Do you have to do smicha on a carbon shlamim? If it was only did in the vidui, there is no vidui. There's only divrei shevach, the Rambam says. Mashegen is did in the carbon. That's where this comes from. There is no vidui, so it's got to be did in the carbon. It's at the end of Perek Gimel in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. Maybe another nafkamina of shlamim. Okay. Let's continue. One other ha'ara on this point right here, and that is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, in Yud Gimel Gimel here, that we learned earlier, Shvicha Shirayim, from Avadam Zvachacha Yishafech. You remember the pasuk earlier that we had a couple of blad ago. So why here do you need another pasuk? So the Chazon Ish has a short line. He says maybe that was only for Chatos Chitzonios. You would learn the Makar for Shvicha Shirayim. Mash'eki Chatos Pnimios. Aye, wouldn't you say a Kal V'chomer? Right, if Shvicha Shirayim, usually every old Chatas Pnimios has higher standards. If Chatas Chitzoni requires Shvicha Shirayim, surely Chatas Pnimios. So maybe you can relate to what we alluded to yesterday, and that is, the Gemara had a beautiful Lashon, actually 2 days ago, on the Chesma base. The beautiful Lashon of Shvicha Shirayim might be called Sof Zrikos. If you look at Shvicha Shirayim, it's not Likuva, but if you look at it as the end of the Zrika process, so then maybe you could say, if you learn it out by the Chatas Chitzonios, who says it should apply to Chatas Pnimios? It's two totally different avodos. By the Chatas Chitzonios, that's a Zrika. Inside the Chatas Pnimios, that's called Hazaah, that's called other things, but it's not a regular Zrika in that sense. And you're going to do the Shvicha Shirayim in a different place. The Hazaah is inside, and the Zrika and the Shvicha Shirayim is on the outer car, Adam is Mezbeach. So therefore, maybe that's the lumdus behind that little comment of the Chazon Ish, that even, why do you need a separate makor here? You learned it a few days ago from the Zalchecha Yishafech. Oh, no, that's only by the Chatos Chitzonios, not by the Chatos Pnimios. So maybe that's what's behind his comment. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara. Where are we? U lapar yomakipurim lo lamanu. Ha'amrit lapar ze yomakipurim. 1 minute, we didn't learn out. You need a separate marker from Ken Yasser for Par Yom Kippurim. We learned yesterday from the word lapar. It said you learn out ze par ze Yom Kippurim ze Par Yom Kippurim. So where is it? Itzrich, you need another pasuk. Sakata dechamina hadi mila avada demakva kapara. I might have thought if you just had the drusha that was quoted in the brisa yesterday, that would only bring over to Par Yom Kippur avodos that are ma'akev the kapara. Aval avodos demakva kapara imalo kamash malo. But avodos that's avodah that is not ma'akev the kapara, like shvicha shirayim. According to this badamer, it's not ma'akev. So emalo, you might think you don't learn that halacha out at all. Kamash balan, you learn even avodos that are non ma'akev the kapara. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda does with Kain Yaseh. V'Reb Shimon hai ba'ol moed my avilei. Sorry about the other way. What does Reb Shimon do with the phrase ba'ol moed, which was Rabbi Yehuda's makar? The Bach takes out the next two words. The Shita does, mi boilei, as follows. This is what you need the words ba'olam oed for. Shem nifchasa tikra shel heichol lo hayamazeh. If the ceiling of the heichol fell in, you can't do hazah. Those chatos pnimios can only be if the heichol has a roof. The mizbech hachitzon does not have a roof. Right? You see all the pictures, there's no roof over there. It's an open courtyard. The mizbech hachitzon, the smoke goes straight up, one of the nisim. But the mizbech hapnimi was in the heichol had a roof. In the Mishkan, it had those curtains overneath, and during the base of the Mishkan, it had a roof. So if there's no roof, you can't do the hazaz. Can't do the hazaz. What does it mean there's no roof? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says nifchasa, Rashi says tikras aliyaso vigago, sulav oelhu. Achronim point out that Rashi doesn't just say it doesn't have a roof, that it went straight through. There are attics, there are offices all the way on top also. It's got to be broken all the way straight through, that the top is also gone. The tikra of the aliyah and the gag, right? The floor right above the heichal, and above that, it's totally broken. That's what Rashi says here. Other achronim say, why can't you just have this roof broken through? Even if you have a roof above the attic, what do you both? So some sort of related to a machlokas. I saw in Rashi and Tosfos in Masech Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Hey, what's the definition of an ohel? Midaraisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos, does ohel require a roof? In terms of building an ohel arai on Shabbos, right? Do you have to build a roof also, or just mechitzos could be called an ohel? It says the machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. So I saw one of the achronim that tried to relate it lishitaso to this Rashi Tosfos here. Okay, but we're not going to go into that. But what we are going to mention is the question that the achronim ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchos Beis HaBechira that you could bring a karban even without a Beis HaMikdash. That's a machlokas in a couple of places in Shas. But the Rambam says, famous Rambam, that makrivin afal pi she'ena bikdash banui. Said the Rambam, vav tes vav, l'ficha makrivin akarbanas kulon afal pi she'en sham bayis banui, v'ochlin kachin kachin b'chol ha'azara, afal pi she'i chareva, v'enimu kefes mechitza, v'ochlin kachin kalim as sheni b'chol Yerushalayim, afal pi she'en sham choma. Why? This is the sugya of shekedusha rishona kishel ha'shaita v'kishel ha'silavo. The kedusha stands. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his presence in Yerushalayim, it stays forever. So the Rambam says you could bring karbanas today. So, yeah, you have to get out of the other shilas. There are articles. Rabbi Bleich has an article about this in one of his svarim about what about Big Day Kahuna and what about Tumas Mace and what about, you gotta get out of all the problems. But, even if you didn't have a base Hamigdash yet, you could give a karban. So, the Rambam says, all karbanos you could bring. Sounds like even the karbanos that require pnimi on the Zbech HaZahav, Zrikas. So, how could the Rambam say that? We just say, if you don't have a roof, if you don't have a roof in the heichal, you can't bring the karbon. Our Gemara, if you don't have a roof in the heichal, you cannot bring the karbon. The Rambam here says you can bring all karbonis without a base of English at all. So that's what I'm talking about. That's the question of all the achronim on the Rambam. So what you have to say something about the Rambam is not talking about the chados primios. You have to say something like that. Even though the Rambam says, Kol HaKarbonos Kulon, you have to somehow say that he is, that it is limited. The Briska Rav has an amazing, diuk. That if you look in the Rambam, where the Nifchasa, if the roof is, if you don't have a roof, it's Lo HaYamaze. You see the little Aleph? Where did the Rambam quote this halacha? He quotes it only in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't quote it in Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos. Meaning, because it didn't Avodas Yom Kippur. Then with the other Karbanos, maybe you don't need the roof. That's what the Rambam says, Avodas Kol HaKarbanos Kulon. Avodas Yom Kippur, that's a special din you need Ohel Moed. And if you don't have Ohel Moed, so it says it a number of times. So if you don't have Ohel Moed, you can't do it. That's the diuk of the Griz, that the Rambam quotes his halacha only in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim and not in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos or Hilchos Beis HaBechira to teach me that that's a din in Yom Kippur. Okay. Weiter. Ve'idach, where does the other Manda Amar, what does he learn this from? That you need the tikra of the Heichal for the Hazah. So, according to the Briska Rav, not for all the Chatos Pnimios, but only at least for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'idach me asher. You learn it for the word asher. V'idach asher lo darush. The other one doesn't darshan from the word asher. Okay, period. That was all answer number one. To which question? On the fourth line we read up above. We said, you know the seven matanos. How do you know the four? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's needed according to Rabbi Shimon. And we went back and forth. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the other psukim and Rabbi Yehuda v'chulam? Abaya Amar, Abaya says no. Rabbi Yehuda nami yitzrach. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would need this extra pasuk of Ken Yaseh to teach me that the four are ma'akev. Why? Sak adai dechamina, midi dehavi, asmichav shiari adam. Even though I would have learned it to the Chatos Pelimios, I wouldn't have known they're ma'akev. I would have thought they're like smicha and shvicha shirayim. The avagat deksiva ukfilon lo ma'akva, matanam ranami lo tezakev, kamash malon. That's why even according to Yehuda, you need it to teach me li'ikuva. As the principle goes, shana hakasov la'akev when it comes to kachin. You wouldn't have known it was ma'akev. Viter, next statement of the Brisa was, Lepar Zepar Yom HaKippurim. Lepar teaches me to the par of Yom Kippur. So Lamai Hilchasa, what exactly is that coming to include? Which halacha? Ila Akev, Pshita, Chuka Ksivabe. If it's teaching me that the Avoda is Li'ikuva, so it says Chuka in Achremos. So you don't need that Lima to teach me that. Amar Rachma Yitzchak, Lo Nitzracha El Lerbi Yehuda. You need it for Rabbi Yehuda Shita to Amar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ki Ksiva Chuka. We discussed this in Yuma. Right? When it says the word Chuka in Achremos, Advarim Hana'asim Bigdeilavan Bifnim. It's only talking about the Avodas in the Kodesh Kadashim. That's what Chuka is going on. Sheim Hikdim, Maisa Lachadeir, Loss of Laklum. If you did it in the wrong order, it's meaningless. You messed up. Aval, Advarim Hana'asim Bigdeilavan Bachutz. But if you did items in the big, you did actions of the big 11 bachutz in an wrong order. Hik the ma'isa lachaveir, ma'isa asa asui. What you did is the evan. Obviously, the chachila, there was a specific order. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that whenever the word seder is used, there's a special significance to seder. Seder avodas yom kippurim. Seder on Pesach night, what we call a seder. Seder levishas begadim. We had a shiur on it a couple of, last week or 2 weeks ago. So say there's always significance. So, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chanchila, everything needs the seder, but the evidence only what is in primi. Ema, what avodah is done, right? Isn't the big day lavan, that's only for inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Because you don't wear the big day zav, ain't kategor nasa sanegor. What avodahs do you do outside of the big day lavan? So you do the avodas that are connected to the inside. Meaning, right when he comes out of the Kodesh Kodashim, he turns around and does the zrikas on the parochas. Those are still in the Big Day Lavan. But there are still certain avodas of the Big Day Lavan that are done outside. So, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, the avodas done outside are not ma'akev the order. So, Ema, I would have said, mita kesidra lo ma'akvi, hazos nami lo ma'akvi. Maybe since the order is not ma'akev, maybe the hazos themselves are not ma'akev. Kamash Milan, so that's why I learned that they are ma'akev. That's why I need the other pasuk of Lapar to teach me they are ma'akev. Good.
Even though the seder, which is not ma'akev, is outside and the hazos are inside.
No, this is outside the Kodesh Kadashim. Talk about the outside of the Kodesh Kadashim, which is inside the Heichal. But that's what we're trying to learn, inside the Heichal, those Rikas. Okay, so Matzgav Rav Papa. So Rav Papa continues that he asks the question, Mi Matzis Amrit Hachi, is there a possibility, what's the Havamina to say that they would not be Ma'akev? Right, again, we said this extra pasuk is needed to teach me that all the zrikas of the Par Yom Kippurim is ma'akev. So what's the havamina? The pasuk says, v'hatanya v'chila mikaperes ha-kodesh. He finishes from being atoning for the kodesh. Mikaperes ha-kodesh. On Yom Kippur. So we darshan. Im kiper kila. If he did all the kaparas, so then kila, then he finished. Vim lo kiper lo kila. And if he didn't do all the kaparas, then he's not finished. Meaning it's ma'akev. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says something very similar. We'll see what the difference is. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't darshan it as im kiper kila, im lo kiper lo kila, but do the opposite. Mipre malo nomar, why don't we just read and darshan the pasuk as it's written? See, in the pasuk you have the word kila before kiper. So the Tanakama darshan did as kiper first and then kila. But he's going to darshan it the other way. Im kila kiper. If you finished, then you brought kapara. V'im lo kila. And if you didn't finish, lo kiper, you didn't bring kapara. What's the difference? They're both saying that you basically got to do everything. What's the difference? An avoda that's not ma'ake, that's not machaper. Or the Tanakama says, if you finish all the kapara, is fine. If not, not. Meaning he doesn't include something that's not machaper. But Rabbi Yehuda, it includes everything. If you finished everything, then you bring kapara. If not, not. Meaning, Shvi Hashirayim. That's what Rashi says, points out that that's the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. But what do you see from this whole brisa? That Rabbi Yehuda also, but everybody holds, that the Avodos and Yom Kippur Ma'akev. So what's the Havamina? So Amar Rav Papa, so you're right. You don't use this lashon of lapar to teach me that it's ma'akev. Lo nitzurcha ella la'es dam ubitfila. There are three different halachas learned out from these three words. These three words are extra, and therefore Rashi quotes on the pasuk on the bottom. The parkway Mashiach siv v'tava al-kohen es etzba'o badam. You know you're talking about the dam. You don't need the word s. So you learn out three halachas that we're going to say right now from these. From these three, and that is the reason for the connection to Par Yom Kippurim. So what are these halachas? So S, what does S teach me? Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, lo nitzricha, ela lahachshir, iman sheba etzba. If a Kohen has a, or the Kohen Gadol, has a blister on his finger, and he has to do the zrikas with a, with his finger, with the etzba. So is that a problem? Is that called a chatzitza? If he has a blister on his finger? So no, it's not called a chatzitza. It's not called a chatzitza for Hilchas Tevila. It's not called a chatzitza for Hilchas Hazaa. Right? That's the word S. We know that every S in the Torah teaches us something. Right? Nechemya Hamsuni taught us that. That every S in the Torah, he darshed in Psachim and in Baba Kama, every S in the Torah. Somebody saw me last night at a bar mitzvah, he said, Razer, when are we going to have some agadata? Right, he listens to the Sherry Day. I say, Pechasim Abez is agadata. So he says, okay, great, 40 blot, wonderful. 47, 43, 44 blot from now. So I'll throw in a vart that I always mention, but I'll say it again just to give us a little breath. Of this is fresh air. The Nechas V'Sholom think this is beautiful, but a little hashkafa right there. Nechemi Hamsuni, every S in the Torah he darshened until he must have darshened this one too. S includes the blisters on the figure until he got to Es Hashem Elokech Atira, right? Fear Hashem. So he says, what am I supposed to do with that S? So he said, it must be that I'm wrong. He threw away his life's work. He says, it must be you don't darshen anything from Essen. Must be that I'm wrong. Right? S is just a word. You don't touch anything with it, like the word Selah. What does the word Selah teach me? No, it's there. So what does the word S teach me? No, it's nothing. So he threw it all away. His Talmidim said, Rebbe, what are you doing? So he says, no, Kishem Shekibati Schar La Drisha, Kacha Kabal Schar La Prisha. Just like I got Schar for darshening, so I'll get Schar for throwing it all away. And the Mid of Emes, I gotta throw it all away. Until his Talmud Rebbe Akiva came along and darshened the word S, L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. Es Hashem Elokech Atira, you not only fear Hashem, you fear his servants, you fear his Talmidei Chachamim. So ask all the Bali Musar, what did Rebbe Akiva know that Rebbe Shimon Hamsuni didn't know? Shimon Hamsuni, Nechemi Hamsuni, different Gersos in the Gemara. Right? He darshened every S in the Torah, he couldn't figure this one out? So the answer given is that Rebbe Akiva had a Rebbe like Nechemi Hamsuni. He had a Rebbe that was ready to throw it all away. Because of MS, because I must be wrong, he wasn't ready to defend himself and to try to hide it. Nobody will notice this S, right? I'll dash it 600 S in. Nobody will notice this S that I miss one, right? So he says, no, he was ready to throw it all away. Oh, L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. That's an S. So this S we darshan of S to include, even if the Kohen has a blister, he's allowed to do the Avoda. Bidam, what does the word Bidam teach me? Sheyehei Bidam Shir Tfila Me'ikara. That there has to be a sheer tvila in the mizrach. Right before I do the tvila, there has to be a sheer in it. What is that excluding exactly? It has to be a sheer of the tvila. So Rashi says here, if our makabel half a shear of tefillah in one cup and half a shear of tefillah in another cup, it's pasul. And even if you then mix it before you do the zrikas, it is, before you do the hazaz, it is pasul. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, bedam, like the 15th skinny line, shebedam shir tefillah meikar agarsinan, chmishas kabbalah rishona, limute, kiba pachos mikadek tefillah b'chlei zeh, upachos mikadek tefillah b'chlei zeh. If you recover less than enough of a tefillah in each one, the irvan, even if you mixed it up before the zrikas, still, for the zrikas, for the hazaz, it is going to be pasul. That's what Rashi here says. If you look at Rashi in Maseches Menachos on Daf Zayin, Rashi says, and the Achronim there, the Keren Ora there is Medayik this from that Rashi. Rashi, talking about our case, the Chatos Primios. Rashi says, yeah, if you do less than shir zrik in one, less than shir zrik of the other, it's pasul. But what does Rashi say there? If you do four in one and three in the other, it is pasul. What do you mean? There are 11 zrikas, though, by some of the chados primios. There's 7 and 4. So the achronim, the karadors, medayeg, I guess similar to what we said from that briskarab at the beginning of the shir, even if you want to say there are units, and it's pachos, mikdei azah, 7 and 4 can be looked at as separately. All the 7 have to be mekubal in one kli, and the 4 have to be mekubal in the other one, but that is, that's the deek they have from the Rashi there in Nachas on Dav Zayin Mabez. The Achrona point out that it could be that the Rambam argues on how to understand this halacha. Rashi says it's a din in the Kabbalah Sadam. The Kabbalah Sadam has to be exactly when your Makabala has got to be in one Kli. The Rambam is not so clear. The Arsameach, the Karanora, all think that the Rambam might say this halacha. What does the Gemara say? Shir Tfila Me'ikar. What does Me'ikar mean? Me'ikar means when you do the Hazah. Meaning you could have caught it in two kalim and then mixed it up. If it fell on the floor, that passels it. But even if it's in two different kalim, that's okay. You just have to make sure it's all in one kli when you do the hazah. According to Rashi, even if you mix it afterwards, you messed up. It's already nifsal. It was not mekudash properly when you came from directly from the neck of the animal. But the Karanora right here in Nachat of Zayin Mabez, Im Chazar Ve'irvan, I think it's kosher, according to the Rambam. V'in leposlo kamo nishbach ala ritzpa. The nishbach ala ritzpa nifsal hadamiyar. If it falls on the floor, it's possible. Kiva dolonis kaba beklisharis. Aval hacha bekiba pachos bekidei hazaya ain alav shame psul to yachal hosif for the kaba ba'od. V'stimas lashon Rambam mashma hachi. The Rambam sounds like this against Rashi. That why should it be? What? Whenever you take the blood, think of it this way, says the Karador. Let's say I'm doing Kabbalah Sadam. So I take some blood out. There's no halacha. It's got to be in one squirt. It's one spurt, right? If I get some out, and then let's say it stops, so I've got to squeeze the neck of the animal to get more blood out. That everybody's going to agree. That's okay. So I ain't let up herself, right? Sometimes it's a hefsek. So Rashi says, no, it's different. If it goes into a different kli and then comes in. But he says, according to the Karador, he thinks that the Rambam understands this halacha, not as the original Kabbalah, but the dam itself when you do the zrikas. Okay, weiter. Vitaval, what do you learn from the word vitaval? Velo misapeg. You can't be misapeg. What does misapeg mean? That means rub the Kohen, there's not allowed to rub his finger against the side of the cup in order to get it full of blood. It's got to be dipped into the blood, into a puddle of blood, into the cup. That's again like a sfog is a sponge, right? So you can't wipe it on the side of the kli. V'yisrach lebichta bedam, and you have to say both of these bedam and v'taval. Why? You have to say the word bedam. The ikaz rechwad of v'taval. If it only said v'taval, hava amina avagav deleka shir tefila meikara. I might think that even if you didn't have a shear enough, right, dip your finger and then put more in. So kaz rechwad of bedam. So that's why it says bedam to teach me that you have to have enough. Me'ikara. Because of Rachmana Bedam, and if it only said Bedam, Hava Amina, Filum Misapik. As long as you have enough Dam in there, I can still wipe my finger against the side. Kasa Rachmana Vitaval. That's why it says Vitaval there too. Period. Mizbeach Ketore. So once we finish the drasha, but once we're darshining that pasuk, so we darshin the end of that pasuk. Mizbeach Ketore Samim Lamali. What does that pasuk teach me? That we know where it's done. And we pointed out also, if you remember, at the beginning of the parak, the three names for each of the mizbechos. And it's always interesting to think about why the Torah or Chazal use one of the three names for each one. Mizbech HaKtoris, Mizbech HaPrimi, Mizbech HaZahav, the three names for the inner mizbech. Mizbech HaChitzah, Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaOla, the three names for the outer mizbech. So here the Torah uses Mizbech HaKtoris. Samim Lamali. Why? To teach me something about the Ktoris. Shem lo nischadech HaMizbech HaKtoris HaSamim lo hayamaze. If the mizbech was it mechunach, was it consecrated and the avoda wasn't started with the ketores, then it did not have the status. It did not have a shame mizbeach yet. It has to be defined as the mizbeach ketores in order for them to use it to do the hazaos on. So this means, even though you would say, it sounds like, oh, every day that has to be the first avoda. No, it's talking about ever. Right? Rashi says it's talking about ever. It's the first wide line in Rashi. Shalon is chanech. Im ira parhelam ba'od shahamizbeach chadash. Shalo tira olav ketores me'olam. Right? You have never, it's the first wide line in Rashi, if you never sacrifice ketores on it ever, that's what we're talking about here, that's when it's nisal. Once you did it once, right, like the Parshas Nasa, once they brought the karbanas once, it's not that it has to be mechunach every day. It's just gotta be once at the beginning of its usage. Okay? Period. Tani kamasi the Rav Papa, let's try to prove Rav Papa. The Rav Papa says that the halachos we compare to Par Yom HaKippurim, you'll learn it out from Es, Dam, and Tefillah. Those are the halachas that you learn out from the Hekesh. So, Va'asa, Kasher Asa, Mata Malomar Lopar, Larabos, Par Yom HaKippurim, Lekol Masha Amar Be'inyan, Divei Rebbe. Right, you learn it out from, that's what the Rebbe says, you include Par Yom HaKippur for all the things, meaning Dam, Tefillah, all these halachas, you learn it out from, that is the connection. Amar Rebbe Yishmael, Kal V'chomer. Rebbe Yishmael says you don't need that limud. You learn it out from a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? So, the Kal V'chomer is very unclear, and the Gemara is going to have to explain what it is. But first, let's see his words. Uma bimakom. Remember, he's trying to learn something to Par Yom HaKippurim. That's what he's trying to learn to. What is he trying to learn from? That's not clear. Uma bimakom shlo hushva karban lakarban. Hishva maisim lamaisim. If in these two karbanas, they're different animals, and yet they do the same avoda. Which karbanas are we talking about? We don't know. The Gemara's got to explain it. If you have a case where it's two different animals, but it's the same avoda, so surely, makom shehishva karban lakarban, if you have two of the same animal, by the two different karbanas, eno disha yishva maisa lamaisa. Right? If you have two different karbanas with different animals, and yet you do the same avoda for those karbanos, so surely if you have two different karbanas with the same animal, you will do the same avoda. Ela mata balomar lapar. So therefore, what is lapar teach me? Zepar helam davar shal tzibur. That includes lapar helam davar. And lapar, the other lapar, zepar kohen mashiach. That's par kohen mashiach. Period. Tomorrow we're talking about the psukim by par helam davar. So what do you mean lapar refers to par helam davar? We're talking about it in that parsha. Either way, that's the brisa. But that brisa supports Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says this lapar is meant to include all the halachos that we're supposed to learn within all the chatos pnimios. That they all learn one from the other, the halachos that the zrikas are ma'akev, and the halachos of shricha shirayim, and these halachos of dam and tefillah, and the dam and tefillah, and S, those three halachas. But Al Gemara says, okay, what are we talking about? Amar Mar, Uma b'makam shlohush for the carbon, my lohush for the carbon. What's the kavah chomer? What are we talking about? Which carbonos are different animals yet the same avoda? So Ilema par Yom HaKippurim, Seir Yom HaKippurim. Are we talking about those two animals? Meaning, if the par, the cow, and the goat of Yom Kippur are different animals, but they're both pnimi avodos, so surely if you have different same animal, the chulu, says the Gemara, no, that can't be a good kavah chomer, because ikel mifrach, you could say these two are different. Malahana shkei nichlas damam lefnai v'lefnim. The par in the Seir Yom Kippur, their dam goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. That can't be a melamed for a Kal V'chomer. Those are two unique ones. So you can't learn that to a Par Helam Davar or even linking with Par Yom Kippur. Par Helam Davar is not Lefnai V'lefnim. So El, okay, you're right. Maybe the melamdim, the model is Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur U'si'irei Avodas Kochavim. The other two. Two of the other Chatos Pnimios. Remember yesterday and today we mentioned there are the five. So the Par in the Seir Yom Kippur, those are out. So what are the other two? Remember, all these limudim, the past two blot, it's all about the five chatos pnimios, learning all halakas one to the other and comparing them. So what are the two? Par Helam Davar and the Seir Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, no, Ikel HaMifrach, Malahanach, Shkei Mechaper Na'avayir, Averis Mitzvah Yidua. Those two are different than the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, because those two are brought for specific sins. Right? A Par Helam Davar is brought for a specific sin of the Sanhedrin. Seir Avodah Zarah. The Yom Kippur Karbanos, it's just general Kapara Vidui. So again, you cannot compare those. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, this is what it means. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur U'Seir Shel Yom HaKippur. Take one of each. Take the parhel of davar shel tzibur and the seer of Yom Kippur. Those are two different animals. So v'hachi kamar, and this is what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. Uma b'malkam shlo hushva karbon l'karbon. Here you have different karbanos. The high par v'hai sa'ir. Right, the par helam davar shel tzibur and the seer of Yom Kippur. It's two different animals, and yet hushvu ma'isim l'ma'isim l'may dekasa behu. And yet they have parallel avodos by the avodos that exist by both of them. Yes, the seer of Yom Kippur goes l'fnayim v'l'fnim. But it's, that might not make it different. That's just extra. That's an additional avoda by Seir Yom Kippur. But by the avodas that it shares with the Par Helam Davar, they're exactly the same. So where you have two different karbanos with two different animals, yet the avodos are the same. So makom shehushva karbon lekarbon. So in a place where you have the same exact karbanos, the high par v'high par, that this is a par, that's a par. What does that mean? The other is not 100% clear in the Rishonim. It means the other par halam davar shel tzibur and the par of the Kohen Gadol eino din shushva ma'isim l'ma'isim. Surely you should have the same ma'isim, and therefore says Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a limud to compare all these karbanos. You can compare them through the Kal v'chomer. Va'asilei par yom kippurim la'es. So therefore, what is that the Gzeirah Shavah left open for? Further, what exactly what Rav Papa said? Vaslei par yom kippurim la'es bedam v'tfila mipar kohen mashiach. So that's the raya to Rav Papa from Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Rabbi Yishmael says you don't need Lapar to teach me the basic halachas of the Zrikas and the Shvicha Shirayim, because that's learned out from the Kal v'chomer. So you have those three. What is the comparison left to? So you're left with to teach me the Es Dama Tefila from Kar Kohen Mashiach. Now, you can put a semicolon there. We'll continue. We're in the middle, but we'll continue as of tomorrow with more limudim related to the Chataos Pnimios. Okay, again, today's Shia was sponsored in memory of Yosef Rafael Ben Isar by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. Thank you very much.